tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
What's up, AfterBuzzers? Welcome back to another Vampire Diaries After Show. Tonight we are talking about Season 6, Episode 22, I'm Thinking of You All the While. It's the season finale. Nina Dobrev's, a.k.a. Elena Gilbert's, last episode has us in tears.
Yeah.
Well, I'm your host, Katie Campbell. You can find me on Twitter at KDEE Campbell. That's Katie with three E's, Campbells. And tonight I am joined by the lovely Sam Davidson.
Hi, guys. You can find me on Twitter at SamD43.
We are unfortunately missing Roxy and Tiana tonight, but I know that they wish they were here and they send their love.
Yes, and you have the two criers with you, so, you know, you're just left with that.
Emotional messes over here, but that's okay. I'm sure all of you guys were emotional messes at some point tonight, too. It was a very emotional episode. If you haven't subscribed to us on YouTube, please do so. That is youtube.com/AfterBuzzTV. You can also find us on iTunes and SoundCloud and talk to us on Twitter because we want to know what you guys thought about tonight's episode. So tweet us using the hashtag ABTVTVD.
Yeah, we love hearing from you guys. Everyone that's tweeted at us about tonight's episode and not giving us spoilers, we really appreciate.
Yes. They reminded us that we needed our tissues, which was quite accurate.
I literally brought a box in my purse to watch here tonight, and I left it for the other people that will cry over other episodes of different shows.
So. Oh, you left it for them.
Yeah.
That's nice.
You know. Bring on the cry.
It's the time of season finales. I'm sure there's a lot of that going around.
This is a big one.
Yes, let's jump into tonight's episode. Let's start off with the wedding and what actually happened, because at the end of the last episode, we see Elena on the ground, this whole explosion because of Kai.
Yeah.
So, first of all, Joe's dead.
I guess we got a slight... We did get a confirmation that she is... We both thought it was just going to be the twins.
Yeah.
She's dead in the back of the car. With that being said, I wouldn't be surprised if somehow there were a loophole. Because they need more females. Like, they can't be killing the main character and a strong female lead that they just brought on.
I mean, not only that, which is a really good point, but the fact that Alaric can never have happiness... All the time, he's suffering. And I'm like, I was really excited for this whole Joe and Alaric thing and, you know, their babies. And that's why I was like, they need to get out of here and run away. Mm-hmm. They should have just done that. I mean, like, he can't ever have happiness. It makes me really sad.
Yeah, I guess if I was in their position, I'd be like, let's just not have a big thing where we can attract, like, all of our crazy people.
Right.
Let's just do it and run.
So you think that there's a possibility, though, for a loophole with the fact that because of what happened to Kai, happens to everybody. You think that still there's a loophole?
I don't think that that is what it is, but I think that, you know, he put Joe in the back of his car, which was devastating. But I think that there might be something. Who knows? I mean, if I were, you know, on the Vampire Diaries, like in that world, I would be drinking vampire blood every day just in case.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Just in case you die, then you could wake up.
And then deal with it.
Yeah.
And then you figure out, like, what you want to do.
At least you're still around.
But at least have an option.
Right.
So, I don't know. I really hope so because, I mean, as much as I love Candace Akula and Kat Graham, you know, I think it's an ensemble cast. And now that Nina Dobrev is gone, I love Joe's character. And I hope she sticks around. I mean, I know it's crazy. She's dead. But who knows?
It's just so weird. And with Alaric, like, I was really sad for him to see him in such a dark place when he was basically going to kill himself. He tried to, which I was kind of shocked that he would go that far, but I get it. Like, he's super depressed.
I understand that, but the messed up thing with me is that I didn't even get how I felt about it because when I saw him pull the trigger and then it didn't work, I was like, oh, like, I felt bad for him that it didn't work kind of thing. like, and that's messed up. It was obviously a gift from God or whomever that it didn't work because he shot Kai.
Did he know that he shot Kai with all of those bullets, though? Like, did he know he used up the bullets?
I don't think so.
Yeah. Well, we see Kai kill himself, which was... I had no idea what was happening. I mean, I guess I should have guessed what he was trying to do, but I was completely shocked with that. Were you?
Yes, I was. And then I was like, why didn't I think that he was going to be doing this before? That him and Lily had some thing?
Mm-hmm.
Because we knew they had somewhat of an agreement or something because we kind of got it from her that she was talking to him in some way or communicating with him.
Yeah, and he's helping her get her family back.
Yeah, and it just, it's confusing to me, and someone commented, they're like, why can't they say and I still can't do it.
Heretics, I think I got it now.
Heretics, I don't know why I can, like, wanted to say heretics or something, but it's just confusing to me because, okay, so they are witches that were turned into vampires by Lily, specifically.
Mm-hmm. She created this whole heretics thing.
And we've already, like, questioned whether that was possible, if a witch could be turned into a vampire. And I guess it's, you know.
Now it is.
Yeah, now it is.
What's interesting, too, though, we'll get into a little bit more of Lily in, later on, but the fact that Kai, you know, was making this deal with her and he cloaked this building that we find later, and it's like, even if he did get what he wanted, do you think he really would have helped her out?
No, he was just keeping it, like, in his little, like, trigger thing, you know? Keeping it in the back so he could kind of wager her.
Which is crazy to think, because I know we've all been wondering, especially after he merged with Luke, you know, he would become a little bit more human and better, like, not so crazy, but I just feel like there's no redeeming qualities in him.
Yeah, we'll get to that, but now he's gone. But still, you know, there was someone that commented in the YouTube comments, and they said something about him doing it all, but, like, would save them at the end of the day. And I really wish that was true, because I love the Luke-ness about him.
Yeah.
That was the only way to keep him on the show, and now he's gone. So, if the merger... Do you think the merger, when he went back to the prison world, perhaps, like, vanished because Luke wasn't even in existence back in
1903. Yeah, you know, it's interesting because we really haven't seen, like, the Luke side of him since then, and maybe it's just the fact that that revenge that he wanted to get, he felt betrayed by Bonnie, just, like, overtook the Luke side.
So are we going to blame Bonnie now for doing what she did? Because at the time, we were all split. No, she should have saved him.
Mm-hmm. We felt bad looking at his face, seeing him left behind.
Ay, ay, ay.
Well, Kai killed himself, but he came back as a heretic. But since he did die, technically, the Gemini Coven dies everybody. So we see Liv dying, laying next to Tyler, who was pretty badly injured, and he was going to die as well. And I can't believe what happened between the two of them.
So messed up. There are so many other things that could have happened to fix the situation. I mean, not exactly, but...
So she was basically doomed to dying, so that's one thing that is a big hurdle to get past, but the fact that he had to kill her, like, can't he just go over and kill one of the other family members really quick, you know, to become...
Yeah, like the douchebag dad, like, maybe just take him out. You know, we already know he's not very nice.
It's really sad.
It was terrible. And he basically suffocated her with his hands. And there's just so... And also, you have vampires on speed dial, man. Like, call them. The vampire blood would work on him. And they could run there fast and do it.
I know. It's depressing, but I feel like it was also kind of beautiful that they said I love you to each other.
I guess. I kind of wanted them to have a longer courtship, I guess, because I was always not a fan of Liv's, really. And tonight, I really liked her. It was great, but...
Yeah.
I'm kind of confused as to... And also, so there was no way of stopping, even with vampire blood, any of the Gemini Coven's deaths.
Yeah, I think it's just once the leader dies, then everybody's gone.
And there's no, okay, yeah.
So this whole Gemini Coven story just died.
Yeah.
Completely.
So much for the spinoff, guys.
Maybe there's a loophole, like you said. Some kind of a loophole.
There's, I mean, let's just remember the last season finale. Let's just throw back to that. We thought Bonnie and Damon were dead.
Yeah.
We got no confirmation of them leaving, but with that being said, Nina Dobrev has been in every single episode of The Vampire Diaries, and I think she's the only one that has been in every single episode ever.
How are we going to go on without her? It's just why I don't understand how they're breaking our hearts every single season finale. It's so sad.
But they're, like, officially confirming it, that this is it.
I know. It's hard to believe. Well, Kai turns into this heretic, and he feeds on his father, which is interesting because he's like, here's to being different, Dad. I thought that was kind of like another dig to his dad.
Yeah.
But Tyler turned into a wolf from killing Liv, and he bit him, which I was like, yes, go Tyler. I was so happy that he did that.
Mm-hmm. Me too. I was, like, thrilled because he is kind of the hero in all this somehow.
And Kai goes to Damon, which I thought was interesting.
What did he think Damon was going to do, honestly?
Well, Damon did say that he would go to New Orleans to get the cure if he told him what he did to Elena.
Yeah.
Which was linking Elena to Bonnie's life.
But what I always thought was linking was a human life for a human life. Like, if you die, they die.
Right.
But it was somehow that she's in a coma and Bonnie's living.
She wakes up, like, it's confusing because, okay, so Bonnie lives her full life, dies, and then Elena wakes up at the age she is now.
Right. Me and you talked about this, mm-hmm. and I asked you, I was just like, well, how does she wake up an old lady? Does she age in her coffin? Because the thing is Elena is no longer a vampire. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't make sense to me that she's not going to age.
Well, what's scary is that, okay, so she's not a vampire anymore. She's a human. And even if, like, she doesn't age and she wakes up at this age, she's still a human. She can never become a vampire again because you can't become a vampire after the cure. And then Damon, who wanted to live a life with her, decided to do that. If he was to do that, you know, when she wakes up and sucks the cure out of her, would she age to her actual age even though, you know, because, I mean, she's supposed to be 70 then.
Right.
That's what I'm confused about. Like, their plan can't work out. So either way, like, he doesn't have her now, and he could get her for another 60 years in the future, maybe, but he can't live a human life with her.
That's too much. I think they're going to, hopefully, will be a lot of loopholes. At the same time, Nina Dobrev, according to very reliable sources, like everybody on the internet, including the showrunners, she's not coming back ever.
So we're going to see what's happening in this 60 years for the rest of the show.
I guess. It's just, it's confusing, and I really wish there was, like, a handbook for The Vampire Diaries so we could just read it this summer and figure it out.
Yeah. Bonnie and Matt learn about what Kai actually did through that videotape, the video recorder that we've seen before, and Kai is so evil when he's talking to her about what he did.
He is, but I mean, and it's very manipulative, but at least he told them. Because,
I guess.
I mean, it's, I guess, it's just beyond messed up. And like I said before, if Bonnie would have somehow taken him back, and then maybe they put him down somehow, would this have been different?
Yeah, it might have. What's interesting, too, is that Matt said to Bonnie, you need to run. Like, just get out of here right now. Get out of town because Damon's going to kill you. Did you think, was your thought process going the same way Matt was, or did you think, no, Damon won't do that?
I didn't think Damon was going to do it.
I didn't either.
And I think that is kind of our, like, surprise slash little treat for all of this, that Elena, and I have the chills, by the way. Like, I've had it every time I talk, that was kind of, like, the gift that she had given Damon is, you know, decency and love. And he also had developed a relationship with Bonnie.
And what's he going to do without her?
I mean, what has he done without her the past 150 50-some years, you know, whatever. But he also hadn't been in love. I mean, well, he thought he was in love with Catherine. Right. So it could be another Catherine, you know, he thought Catherine was in a tomb. And in a way, Elena is in a tomb, a mental tomb.
But when Catherine was in a tomb, he didn't care about anything else, and he just was reckless and crazy, and just, he had this, you know, tunnel vision to get Catherine back.
Mm-hmm.
So that scares me.
Well, that's true, and, you know, we'll get to that, but, you know, we see him kind of going down in the, I very much appreciate for Julia Plec to put in there, you know, a little bit of a snippet of next season.
Yeah, because, I need more, though. Like, I can't wait until September.
Well, we need a lot more.
Well, okay, so we have Bonnie who says, I'm not going to run. She's not going to run from Kai. She's going to defeat him, basically. And she goes to stand up to Kai, which is scary because I feel like Kai is super powerful. I mean, even with this whole werewolf bite, he's still very powerful. But he ends up healing himself.
Which was kind of beyond me. I didn't, you know, he went next to the chandelier, so I'm thinking there were crystals there, like yeah. something for him to take power out of. I have no idea. And he heals himself. It doesn't make any sense, because we know how powerful werewolf bites are.
So basically what it is, though, is the fact that werewolves are magical, and their bites are magical, their venom is magical, so he can suck the magic out and heal himself. So anybody who can siphon magic can potentially heal anybody who's been bitten before.
I think it's like too smart for me, and so I'm done. I'm like, nope. My brain ends there, guys. I don't get that. It's too much.
Well, Damon comes just after the moment that he throws Bonnie against the wall and basically injures her. She's dying. And he kisses her on the head and walks away like he's not going to save her.
Yeah.
Did you believe that?
Kind of. Mm-hmm. But then I was like, no, there has to be more. And I was so proud of Damon. The thing is you see these characters kind of like just come so far. And he has come so far because Damon maybe last season or the season before would have killed Bonnie in a heartbeat.
Mm-hmm.
But because of their time together in, you know, 1995, was it?
94.
Yeah. They are close. Mm-hmm. And he also understands Bonnie and Elena's relationship.
And he'll do anything for Elena, including, you know, saving who's important to her.
Mm-hmm.
So I was so baffled at the fact that he killed Kai, though. I didn't think Kai was going to die.
I did, because he has a show, another Julia Plec show, coming next season on the CW, you know.
Okay, yeah.
I assumed he was going to die, but I was very proud of Damon to see him rip his head off.
Yeah. That was heads or tails, and he picked heads.
Yeah, I loved it. He's like, I pick heads. You thought I was going to leave you, Bon Bon?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I did. And she's crying. She has tears down her face. She can't even move. It was so devastating. And he kisses her on the forehead, Damon does, mm-hmm. thinking he's just going to let her go. Sorry, girl.
Oh, but he saves her for Elena's sake and for his sake, as that's one of his best friends now.
Well, do we think, though, okay, let's just play devil's advocate.
Okay.
If it were Elena's life, her life, like, dead, she'd be dead, dead, dead. Or Bonnie.
I don't want to see him kill Bonnie, but I feel like if it was Elena about to die, I think he would go for Elena.
I mean, because, you know, Bonnie is going to live a human / witch life, mm-hmm. but which is the life expectancy of a human.
Right.
And like we said, I think and I hope that Elena's body will be basically the same when she wakes up. It's still an issue, but I think he would have done it too. He would have killed Bonnie.
Oh, well, good thing it wasn't her completely dying. It was just her going to sleep for a little bit.
Yeah.
Which I want to bring up the fact that she's sleeping is kind of easier for me to take on and digest. Because I feel like if she was dying, I wouldn't be able to handle it 10 times harder. And just as I wouldn't be able to handle it, I feel like the characters wouldn't be able to handle her dying completely, never coming back. Like, I think it's beautiful that they wrote it in a way for her to possibly come back, because it gives these characters hope to see her again.
Yeah, because if she died, so many characters' hope and everything would have been just drained. They would have wanted to go. Yeah. And when I was watching it at first, I thought Caroline, you know, was not that upset, but she's a vampire, you know? And but Bonnie, and she said, Bonnie, it's for you. Like, this is your real goodbye. And same with Jeremy, and same with Matt, and Tyler, and Alaric. And, but basically everyone else, you know, they know that they will see her again at some point.
Which, speaking of all of them, a big part of this episode was Elena's goodbyes with each and every one of them. And we had them kind of in her head, or in their heads, with her in...
I guess I'm struggling with all of that just because I'm confused. Is that their image of their goodbye, or is that really her image from her brain of her goodbye?
I think it's both of their images combined, and I think you were asking me about this, and I was, you know, starting to think, oh, what is this? How are they actually even in their heads? And I guess it's through the vampires, maybe?
Because Caroline held on to Bonnie's hand and put her hand onto Elena. Caroline put her hand onto Elena, and so it was through them, the vampires, that they're able to do that.
That the humans were able to see into each other's heads.
Yeah, and the first time I remember that happening was with Rose and Damon. And then I was like, oh, that's a thing? Like, they can do that?
Yeah.
And I guess they can.
You can get into each other's heads. Well, Matt's goodbye was on the bridge, and they flashed back to the whole Elena Gilbert, here lies Elena Gilbert, which they did that when she became a vampire. Which I was obsessed about. The fact that they brought these things back into these moments was beautiful.
It made me keep on questioning, is this something that had just been filmed? Or is this a flashback that I'm like, oh my god, I remember that. And then I forgot, or and then new things started to happen.
Yeah, maybe it was a little bit of both.
Yeah, it was.
And her hope for him is to become a cop, which is what we've all been talking about. And you brought up, you know, episodes ago that you think that he's going to take over Tripp's, you know, spot. But I really, I like him in that character, I think.
Yeah.
To protect humans.
I mean, definitely. He is, he stayed around for a reason. And, you know, he's obviously here to stay.
And her goodbye with Tyler was telling him to get out of town. So this is the whole, like, we obviously, we learned that we're losing Michael Trevino as a series regular. So his is just to go off and find himself and embrace being a wolf.
But he tried to do that so many times. I mean, I guess his love, because it was a lot of times like his love for Caroline that kept on bringing him back, but now that's not a thing. And it was Liv, and Liv's dead. And he didn't have to live with, oh God, no pun intended, that he killed her. I mean, I know she was going to die anyways, but he literally could have killed someone else and held her hand.
I know. And I feel like that, I mean, we've seen him go out of control with his rage, and, you know, he's got that issue, and he suffered when he first became a wolf. I just feel like because of what he just went through with Liv, he needs his friends around during this difficult time, but he's just going to go off and run.
Yeah. Which just, like, brings us back to, you know, Phoebe Tompkins. Like, when we first got introduced to her character, I forget, or, yes, her character, when she was in The Vampire Diaries. And
he was off in the mountains.
Yeah. He's going to need that again. I mean, like, what's, he, and to be honest, I mean, it was nice that Elena had a little goodbye with him, but it wasn't long. Like,
where was he when he was chained?
Where was it that she saw him?
Yeah.
I think it was in the Lockwood mansion. You know, like how they had the things underground and stuff.
Okay. To chain when they became wolves.
Yeah. I'm assuming that's where it was.
Yeah. Well, another human we get to say goodbye to is Alaric, with Elena and Alaric's relationship and her telling him to, like, let it all in, which I thought was amazing because she didn't do that by taking away the memories of Damon. You know, she couldn't handle it, but she realizes that that was a mistake, and she did get him back when she became a human, but she told Alaric to embrace, you know, take all those feelings in, and it'll get better with time.
Mm-hmm. And I was thinking it was a flashback at first, and then I was like, no, she has pink boxing gloves. This is new, you guys. This is new stuff. And it's devastating, and I think a big storyline for next season is going to be Alaric really struggling.
Mm-hmm.
But my other question, though, still is, can they not just go in and, like, talk to Alina through their brains, the vampires? Like, why can't they still just do that?
I was thinking the same thing, but I guess we got a little bit of that right before Damon said his goodbye with her, that they're locking her away, and they have to keep her locked away, cut off all contact with her, because there's a threat of somebody, a vampire, coming to take the cure out of her. Which, okay, she's a human. Without the cure, she wouldn't age or anything. She'd be okay. That's why Damon was going to suck it out of her anyway. But does it pose a problem for her, the fact that she's under this spell and she's sleeping? Does that complicate things if somebody was to suck the cure out?
It's like Sleeping Beauty all over again. And the show should be called The Sleeping Beauty now. I mean, and someone said in the comments or somewhere on Twitter, I don't even know, that is she just going to be like, are they going to have a Nina Dobrev doll just sitting somewhere? Because people said coma. A lot of people said coma. And I greatly appreciate the writers and producers making it a coma of sorts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because it's too hard to handle if it was just death.
Yeah.
She also got to say goodbye to Jeremy, who showed up in this episode, which was really nice to see him again. But it was just really sad. Like, she broke down when she was saying goodbye to him. And he said she's not going to see him again either.
No. Chills are happening again.
But he came back for, because what was it that they said, that he can come back for funerals and weddings?
Yeah.
He missed the wedding, thank God, though, because he probably would have been injured or dead. But he came back for, this is like a sort of funeral,
I guess. And it just makes me think so much about the originals, though, them keeping them in coffins kind of thing.
It is a little bit like that. We also see Caroline and Bonnie together say goodbye, and they have a little sleepover. I was hysterical crying during this.
Me too.
Goodbye.
That was my hardest part. That was the worst. The three of them together. I'm, oh my God. And Bonnie, like, you know, she, Alina asks Bonnie to do the pillow thing for her, which happened in the first season, which when Bonnie was trying to tell her she was a witch. And she didn't believe her, and that was her way of being, like, magic.
That part right there made me cry even harder. The fact that I love that they brought a lot of stuff back to the first season, and we were saying this the entire season six, and, you know, Elena's human again. It's just those little moments that they threw in with her goodbyes were just absolutely beautiful and, like, true to her character, and she wanted them to write everything down, which is the Vampire Diaries, mm-hmm. You know, it was beautiful.
That's true. I didn't think of it that way, but you're right. It is, like, truly the Vampire Diaries. I mean, oh God, I don't even know.
And I was so sad for Bonnie, too. I don't want her to feel bad that and think this is her fault. Like, this isn't her fault. Kai's crazy. He did this. Bonnie didn't do this. She didn't link the two of them together. And she was saying, I'm sorry. But it's not her fault. And I hope that her character doesn't kind of blame herself a little bit.
She will. She definitely will.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, I just can't believe there's not a loophole that the Bennett Witch couldn't have figured out, but
I think we're going to see some of that, them trying to figure it out a little bit.
We know that Nina Dobrev is donezo, so I think they're going to possibly just try to move forward without, I mean, we don't know how much they're going to mention it, refer to her. Like, mm-hmm. They can't just, you know, end of story, new story.
Well, that's why I think they're going to try to explore ways to bring her back and, like, figure this out and unlink the spell and stuff. But it's not going to work because we know that Nina Dobrev isn't coming back. But I feel like it would be not true to their characters if they didn't try to explore, okay, well, he said there's no way to fix this, but let's try.
I guess so, but also as an audience member, that's going to be very frustrating.
Yeah.
Because we know it's just going to go into a wall.
That's true.
And I don't necessarily think the writers are going to go that way because we know, they know that we know that we know. And it's just, it's going to, they're going to, well, you know, we'll get to that, but they're going to start fresh, I think, for sure.
That's a good point. Well, the two really even worse moments for us tonight were Stefan and Damon saying goodbye to Elena. Those were beautiful but heartbreaking. Stefan and Elena, they were on a hike to where Elena said to Stefan, I want to be a human. She doesn't want to be a vampire. And she told him she loved him so much, and my heart was aching because I am a Selena.
I know you are.
And she loves both of them.
Yeah. I mean, I do too. I mean, we all do, but like, how can you choose between...
Oh, which man. Is what Catherine said to her. She's like, it's okay to love both of them.
Yeah, and that's the thing that I'm so messed up about is that this whole show, to me, has been in Elena's / Catherine's or whomever's, like, that perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not anymore. Just to know that the actress is done with the show is so hard.
It is.
I don't even know what else to say about it. I mean, Nina Dobrev is amazing. You know, she's she posted every hour tonight a throwback photo from the show.
Mm-hmm.
And she loves everybody. It's no hard feelings. And I love that.
Mm-hmm.
But I just don't understand.
I know. It's sad. It's hard for us to take in because we love, you know, our character. It's what the whole show is about. But it is also more about, you know, the brothers as well. And there's other stories that they're going to explore. And, you know, I'm excited for. With Damon's goodbye with her, though, they were dancing. And they kind of threw in that dance a little bit that they had when Stefan didn't make it to that, I forget what ball that was.
Miss Mystic Falls, mm-hmm. I think. Or, yeah, something like that. Season one.
Yeah, it was so beautiful the way that they were just dancing in the spot that they actually first met.
Yeah, and Damon literally did some dirty dancing, you know, style stuff and threw up in the air. And
she said, I'm in love with you. And she knew that he would do the right thing. And I, you know, she has changed him for the better. And I think it's so beautiful. And even Stefan said that tonight, like,
yeah, he said to when he was talking to Caroline, mm-hmm. Stefan was, he said, you know, don't be worried that Elena is my soulmate, pretty much. You know, I loved her, but I more love the way that she has changed my brother.
Mm-hmm. Which brings up the point about the story going forward with the two brothers.
Mm-hmm.
And Stefan and Caroline, when he said that to her, you know, he needed Damon basically more than he needed Elena. And I think it's been really hard for Caroline to accept the fact that Stefan was so in love with Elena. And I think it's very interesting that they kind of waited. Yeah, we've had Steriline moments, but they've kind of waited until Elena's out of the picture for that relationship to actually blossom.
Mm-hmm. I get why Caroline wasn't as sad as, like, we wanted her to be, because she is a vampire and she will see Elena again someday, mm-hmm. hopefully. But at the same time, it's just very conflicting, you know, think about your best friend and high school love, and that's the guy that Elena really loved. And I can completely understand, but is she relieved now? Somehow that Elena's gone?
When Stefan told her in the very end that, you know, basically I am here for you and I will wait for you until you are ready, and she smiled at the end, I think that that is something she needed to hear for her to actually accept the fact that they're going to move forward.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
I mean, I'm into the Stefan and Caroline thing as much as I'm a Selena, which I think them waiting until Elena's gone just, you know, gives me a little more Selena, just saying that they are soulmates. It is real, as well as, you know, Elena and Damon. I accept that they're soulmates as well. Like, you know, I love that their relationship, too.
Yeah, I mean, I just want to say, too, it's like TV makes things love at first sight.
Mm-hmm.
that is not always the case. And there's other cases where it's like you become friends or you hate each other and then you become friends and then you become like soulmates. There are so many different like ways to end the story.
Right. Which brings up when you said they hate each other, become friends, soulmates. I mean, not necessarily soulmates, but maybe relationship. Brings up the whole Damon and Bonnie thing and will they, won't they go there, you know?
Yeah, I was more of a Kai Bonnie fan, and now that's definitely over. I feel weird about that, but I think that could be where it's possibly going. I have no idea.
We'll see. I think that there's going to be a lot of depression on Damon's end, too, though, in the future because of having to deal, you know, life without Elena. We also have something going on the side with Lily, Mama Salvatore, and Enzo and the Heretics. And we talked a little bit about the fact that Kai cloaked this building, which is where her family is in, and now they're here.
Yeah.
And they won't show their faces. Like, this entire time, we haven't seen their faces.
No. Awesome costumes, but no faces.
And I was a little confused, too, within the very beginning when Stefan or Enzo was taking Stefan and Caroline in the car. He said, I need your help. I was like, okay, Enzo's maybe on their side and he's a little cautious with Lily. But then in the very end when we see the Heretics, he's smiling, the fact that that's his family. I'm just confused as to where Enzo really stands. And I'm a little worried for his character.
I think he's finally found his family.
Mm.
And that is it. I don't really understand why he brought Caroline and Stefan with him, you know?
Yeah.
But he is definitely going to get sucked into that because, like we said, there has to be some connection between the brothers and him. And he is Lily's son after she started not only being a vampire, but starting her life of freedom.
Mm-hmm.
In the way that she liked, because she was like an abused wife and, you know, wasn't happy.
Yeah. I think that's an interesting storyline, and it's going to be a huge part of season 7, which brings us to the end of the episode. We see that little time jump that has been thrown as a teaser to us, which I am so obsessed with. I'm so excited. It looks like the apocalypse happened. Isn't that what it looked like?
Yeah, but, okay, Matt does not look that old, so that's good.
Yeah.
B, I don't really want that, honestly. I don't like zombie stuff. I know I'm not saying there's going to be zombies, but, you know, I like the...
Well, here's what I'm thinking. It's not going to be zombies, but it's going to be these heretics that are going to be so crazy powerful that they're just going to destroy the city.
I guess. I mean, I get that Matt is a very attractive man, but, like, how far are we jumping here?
Yeah. I feel like it's not too many years, though, because we have too many humans that we need to see what happens with them.
I suppose so.
Well, do you have any more predictions for next season?
All right. I think that Stefan and Caroline, like, they have to give us some love. Like, we need a strong love to root for, and hopefully it's them. I think that a new character that is related to the Gilberts is going to come into the show, and it's going to look a lot like Elena, but it's not going to be Elena, and might tug some heartstrings, and I'm trying to think what else. I'm just devastated and very sad, and I'm going to cry when I leave tonight, but that's my only prediction.
I know, we are very sad. It's going to be hard to accept this without Elena Gilbert, without Nina Dobrev in the show. I don't know if I'm actually going to feel the pain completely until we don't see her in an episode.
Well, also, I would like to throw something out there really quickly, is that in the originals, they did a body swap, witch-wise, and a lot of people thought they were going to do that tonight with Elena. Mm. And in a way, I wish they did to keep the character alive, because it's the love. It's the love that's real. It's not, you know, Dobrev. She's beautiful. She's amazing, but...
Even if they do that, I feel like I'm still going to be really sad without Nina.
It would have been a cheap throw, kind of, and I appreciate what they did.
Mm-hmm.
But in a way, I wanted it.
Well, where can everybody find you throughout the summer until next season to keep talking about this?
Well, they can find me crying on SamDavidsonEntertainment.com or on Instagram or Twitter at SamD43.
You can find me on Twitter at Katie E. Campbell. That's Katie with 3 E's Campbell. Instagram at KatieCampbell13 and YouTube.com/KatieCampbellOnline. I have a weekly vlog. And please tweet us, talk to us, because we're very sad and we want to talk about this. Thank you so much for tuning in this season. You guys are the best fans, always commenting, letting us know your thoughts, and we want to know more. And let's talk throughout the summer because we need more.
Absolutely.
Thank you guys. See you next season.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.